brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we've reached the halfway point in this transmission. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of June, 2010. Charlie Veach, journalist, political activist, filmmaker, was arrested once. The Toronto Star, CBC Television are reporting that it was a non-existent law. The police were quoting a law saying you can't film, you can't not give us your ID. It's a new emergency power, and they arrested him and 600 others, but he's the one person it's on video with them quoting the fake law. It hit national news the last 3 days that it was a fake law the last 2 days, and so they went and found videos on YouTube of him joking, going, yes, I'm British Intel, here to stage, provocateur events so you can attack the protesters like you did 2.5 years ago, talking about a real case that happened. And so the police have charged him, even though he's saying, of course, I'm being absurdist, and this is all, absurdist film I'm making. You know, he's illustrating. He'll also say, I love the tyranny. It's so much fun. It's so good. All of us, we need more Big Brother. And, of course, I've done that from time to time as well, being sarcastic. We've got people at the courthouse. They're having a hearing. He's either going to be charged and be allowed to leave the country, or if he pleads innocent, they're going to try to keep him. So as soon as we know something, it could happen in 5 minutes. It could happen in 30 minutes. Dan Dix is going into the hearing right now. They're going to have a press conference. There's a bunch of national media there, CBC, CTV, newspapers. I mean, just a giant throng, he was telling us on air and then off air elaborated. So he's dealing with that, and we'll find out what's going on. But the good news is the press is still reporting on this. Now, separately, multiple women, including journalists, are reporting that police were threatening, I'll rape you. They were strip searching him over and over again, and that they were also putting their fingers – I don't want to get into it, but it constitutes rape if you use an object to do that. I hope this isn't true, but how many times have we heard about cops with toilet plungers and the rest of it? I mean, this just shows how sadistic and evil these governments have gotten. And you have snatch and grabs, men in plain clothes and black vans grabbing people, putting bags over their heads to terrorize the public. At the G20 last year in Pittsburgh, they were putting bags over people's heads. Rob Dew witnessed this. I mean, snatching and grabbing and putting bags over your heads. It's meant to terrorize you. And the police now admit the black uniforms, the beating on the shields, it's all a psyop. And then who are they protecting? 1.2 billion, the bankers, the international bankers, the establishment. Why is this going on? We're going to go to break, and I'm going to directly go to Laura, Tim, John, Joe, and others that are holding. I'm going to get to John in London, John in Texas, and others. I'm going to go directly to your calls until about the bottom of the hour, and then I'm going to, in a controlled fashion, because I tend to just go off in rabbit trails going into so much detail, cover the latest on the oil spill, the latest on Iran. That's probably the most important. But in tandem with that, mainstream news reporting the end of the dollar, total collapse being designed, a new global currency run by private banks that you pay carbon taxes to them as a global tax. That is CNN. Dollars should be replaced as international standard, UN report says. What have I been telling you for a decade they would do? Because I read their own documents. They are now announcing it publicly. World government paying your taxes to private bankers, a new global currency. And that's all we had left in America was our dollar. And that, of course, dovetails with the New York Times, the Third Depression. RBS tells clients prepare for a monster money printing by the Federal Reserve. Banks financing Mexico gangs and the biggest drug cartels admitted. That's Bloomberg. And the banks run the narcotics. I mean, they launder all the money. It's the government created the illegal drug trade, folks. It's part of the congressional record. It's just all coming up. This is going to be a jam-packed transmission. We've got more info on Elena Kagan saying that she wouldn't stop the government from telling you what you're allowed to eat and when you're going to eat it. I mean, I'm entering the Twilight Zone. I know you are as well. This is an authoritarian takeover we're fighting. They're hitting us on every angle.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're back live, 8 minutes into the third hour, simulcasting a syndicated radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. The quickening is upon us. Everything is accelerating. Everything is just getting more intense. Kurt Nimmo the other day, he's visiting here in the office from New Mexico, he said, the news just gets crazier and crazier every day, every week. And I said, yeah. He said, when is it going to slow down? And I said, never. There's almost 7 billion people in the world. The elites of the planet are competing with each other. A world government's being established. There are more people on the internet communicating. There's more news and information. So both more news is actually happening. More things are happening because there's more people, but also there's more people to report on what's happening. So we also know more of what's going on. And there's also more disinformation and then more accurate information and then more confusion. It is just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And it's all coming at once. The global banking implosion by design, the attack on Iran being geared up, the staged oil spill, the blocking of the aid vessels, the takeover of the banking system domestically, and they're billing it as a reform. When even the Washington Post admitted unlimited power to the Federal Reserve, $600 trillion in derivatives, they can take over any financial institution or anything that affects, that's in the bill, the financial system. I mean, it's just, you are dictator bankers. Thank you for robbing us. And you've got Asia's corrupt, Latin America's Latin America's corrupt. The Arabs are corrupt. Israel's corrupt. China's corrupt. The Russians are corrupt. I mean, it's evil in high places, and everything's getting more and more corrupt. As other nations get more corrupt, then other nations trump them with more dirty tactics. And it's just the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I know you know that. And that's why good people have to get involved and really try to warn others and say no to evil, no to corruption, and offer the alternative to a despotic, evil society. Because things are only going to get worse before they get better, historically. We know that. Philosophically, we understand that as a law of nature. But we have to have that alternative built and ready and demonstrated so people understand as things get worse, here's the alternative. Or here's a group of alternatives. All right, I said to go to your calls. We're going to go to them and then all the news. It's all coming up. Laura in Iowa and then John in London. Laura, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I want to let you know that I am extremely serious about hearing about the female reporters being threatened of rape or being raped. I am a highly respected, high-ranking mixed martial artist. I'm an oath keeper. I'm also a TV reporter for In Your Face Television Network, and this is extremely disturbing news. In my martial arts school, there are goons coming in, like the police are coming in to be trained in mixed martial arts. And who do you think they're going to use this stuff on? The American people. This extremely infuriates me. I am shaking. I am so mad at these people for doing to these women and the reporters, beating the children.
Well, good cops should be mad, too, because all these videos of them tasering bedridden women and these videos of them beating up little kids and the videos of cops raping women, this is all coming out. And the establishment wants a war between the people and the police. They want us at each other's throats. We've got to somehow have these people rebuked so that we don't go into this self-fulfilling prophecy of an us-against-them system.
And I would also recommend for all your viewers listening right now to join a mixed martial arts school, not a taekwondo academy, not a boxing academy, but a mixed martial arts. Because when they corner you in jail for speaking your free amendment right to have free speech, and if they're cornering you and they say they're going to rape you, hurt you, kill you, that at least you have a chance to defend yourself when you're unarmed.
Well, ma'am, that's vulnerable. Called terrorism. I mean, according to their definition now, if a cop is raping your five-year-old daughter, you're not allowed to defend yourself. That's an act of terrorism. It's an act of love by the government to rape children and women and others. And I'm not joking. This happened at Abu Ghraib, and they call them patriots. They rape children with flashlights, dripping with battery acid. That's in the Army report, the General Tagumbu report. And I'm not kidding. You can't make this stuff up. They are going to try to protect them. And sadly, if you tried to defend yourself in one of the government rape rooms, they would then kill you and claim you were a terrorist. Look how many people are dying in TSA custody or dying in Canadian TSA custody. But I do agree mixed martial arts are good because I guess it teaches you moves, to be able to subdue people in the ground game or whatever they call it not have to The problem is so many people then end up trying to rely just on their mixed martial arts instead of just explosively defending themselves. But it is important to know how to punch somebody in the throat. It is important to know how to mainly just get somebody on the ground and stomp on their head. I mean, it's the quickest way to deal with somebody. But, I mean, you can't talk about that with cops. You need to teach. We need to teach our daughters and our mothers and our wives, that when the government wants to rape them, to say, thank you, God, please rape me. Oh, I love you. No, I'm being sarcastic, Laura. It's just that the level of government worship has gotten so sick that now it's terrorism for you to even say that you would defend yourself if an officer was trying to rape you. Now, the common law in the United States says that if a cop outside of their duty and outside of their jurisdiction, say, tries to kill you, you have a right to defend yourself. And there's been a lot of cases of that, but they're trying to change the perception that I see court cases every day in the news where cops are beating someone with a billy club, so they raise their arm just to block the blow. That is assault. You are to say, please break my jaw for no reason. Please, I worship you. You are my king. You are my lord. You are the government. I appreciate your call. John in London, you are on the air. I hope you don't talk about defending yourself. I hope you don't, you know, say that the Jews in Germany, when they were being run into pits to be shot in the back of the head, should have defended themselves. Of course, that's what I believe, but I'm a terrorist. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
If you wrote a letter about the New World Order and you persuaded some of your celebrity supporters to sign it, surely that letter could be used to wake up middle America within days.
I don't know. People really don't listen to what Hollywood people say. And I've met a lot of Hollywood people. I've been told by a lot of high-power people they admire what I'm doing, but they're scared. And I've had a few big Hollywood people on the show. Then a lot of times they get so much heat. I mean, Willie Nelson came on and talked about 9/11 being an inside job, and he got death threats all over the place till his family just said, please, will you not have him on anymore? Dad really likes you, and he likes coming on. He'll come on if you ask him, but we're getting death threats, and we're scared, so I haven't bugged Willie to come on in a year and a half because of the death threats. Charlie Sheen got demonized and set up and lied about when he went public. Jesse Ventura's been demonized and lied about. And I know a lot of other people, even bigger than Willie Nelson, if you can believe that, bigger than Charlie Sheen, there's not many, bigger than Jesse Ventura that know, and they're not going to go public. Just because I've had dinner with somebody or had a phone conversation with somebody or been at a meeting with someone and they've confided, you know, hey, off the record, I really agree with you and I know we're in danger and, you know, thanks for what you're doing. And we'll, and I'll say, well, have you ever thought about going public? They just destroy me and, you know, we're working on things. Maybe someday. You know, I mean, I can't hardly persuade my wife on what color drapes I want in the house. So, I mean, it's not like I'm all powerful here or something.
Well, if you wrote it, I'm sure that some of them could be persuaded to sign it, and they would have safety in numbers as well, wouldn't they?
Well, now that's been discussed behind the scenes, and I've actually tried what you're talking about, and the people just chickened out and said no.
I was thinking it would be like Charlie Sheen's letter to the president, but giving the full picture.
Well, you know, Charlie Sheen is not an angel. None of us are. And it's because he is a maverick and an original person. And the things the media talks about are exaggerated in a very small part of who he is. I know him very well. We're really good friends. Spent a lot of time with him. But look at what they did to him. And then he was told, people involved with a production to make a movie about 9/11 were told, a high-powered producer was called and told, your children aren't going to be safe if you do this. So they were called by a military officer. In fact, they were called by a general. And they were told, your children are not safe if you do this. I'm just here to give you a warning. I'm not threatening your kids, but your kids are going to be targets. And then you saw Bill O'Reilly get on the news and say, Charlie Sheen, you're not going to make it. Something bad's going to happen to you. Just like a mobster, he said, you understand me, son? You don't make this movie. I mean, and even other news said, my God, it was like a mafia threat. And then I said I couldn't talk about it because I was asked not to talk about it. Mark Cuban separately was going to fund a theatrical release of a, you know, loose change, big budget film. And then the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, called him and emailed him. This came out in the New York Times and said, listen, we're going to prosecute you if you don't drop this film. And Mark Cuban did drop it. He just said, listen, I just put out controversial stuff and I'm not even, you know, I'm not going to do this. And they still indicted him. This came out in the New York Times a year after I couldn't talk about it. I just said he was threatened. This is in the New York Times. And they indicted him for something like $400,000 trade, which the guy's worth like $5 billion, $6 billion. It was nothing. He didn't even, it was an auto trade. They claimed it was insider trading. I mean, even when he backed off, they said, doesn't matter, indict him. And he said, I'm not going to plead guilty to this. I didn't do this. And so, I mean, Ron Paul is now being investigated by the Federal Elections Commission. He says that he is being attacked, and this is persecution. The story is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I mean, Ron Paul, who is as pure as the driven snow. I mean, he is as close to a saint as you can get. Pious, works 17 hours a day. He is the real McCoy, and he is now under massive federal attack. I haven't even gotten to that yet today. I get death threats. I mean, I ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a game. But I understand your point, John. We need scientists and Nobel laureates and people in the establishment to get past their fear and come out. They can't stop us all. But they do try to destroy people so that they are scared. And when they indicted Mark Cuban, that sent a message through Hollywood.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Casey, David McElveen, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family from these difficult times. The Fall of America and the Western World at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You got it. The Space Mission is coming to you.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it was in the New York Times that the Federal Trade Commission sent an email, the copy of it, Mark Cuban released it, at his trial, and called him and said, you're putting out that 9/11 movie. We're going to throw your butt in prison. I mean, that's what goes on in this country. That's how criminal these people are. And now they're going after Ron Paul. That's coming up. And Ron Paul's scheduled to be on the show tomorrow. He was set up before this came out, but this is perfect timing. And he says in his press release that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com that this is an attack They are totally above board. All their filings are on record. And they are getting donations at Campaign for Liberty. They're running candidates all over the country. They're winning in the primaries. They are the real Tea Party. And here comes the mafia, the Chicago mob. You know, Mayor Daley saying, you don't get to, you Americans don't get to have guns and you don't get to elect who you want because I'm the mob boss. Is that clear there? That Ron Paul ain't going to do nothing. This is our country now. The banks is in here and they're taking over. Okay, that's enough. I'm going to shut up now. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Jersey. Tim, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to first say great job on the Opie and Anthony show. That probably that got out to a lot of people.
Yeah, they got millions and millions of listeners. Thank you.
Yes, it was very well done. But I wanted to say I did attend CG20 Summit. I was able to get across the border. I had to lie. But anyway, I was there Sunday, and I attended the protest. It was completely peaceful. And we ended up marching, and I ended up in the Queen and Spadina 10 that they literally came and surrounded on all four streets and started marching in and had, like, innocent pedestrians. They had penned us in for 4 hours in the rain with never any warning to disperse. Luckily, my friend and I, I convinced them that some of the cops on the front line, I talked to them. Some of them were like, yes, we are riot police. We are trained to stay here. We can't do anything. I'm like, so you're just following orders. But then luckily a cop medic in the back, somehow we told them we were just going to a concert. She was able to bring us out in the line. And we showed our IDs and she's like, so you guys aren't professional protesters, right, coming from the States? We're like, no, no. She's like, okay, then you can leave. And they came in and were targeting people who were protesters, and it was very frightening.
Well, I mean, there's video of them beating up little kids, beating up London Guardian reporters, and now the reporters are saying that they were threatening to rape them and were putting their fingers inside the women. It's just unbelievable. And you know what? My gut tells me it's all true. The reporters that are saying this look very credible, sound very credible. And, I mean, I just can't believe there are men that are like that. I mean, what are men doing strip searching women to begin with? In fact, did you guys find that video I asked for earlier, woman strip searched by police? If you go to YouTube, there's a bunch of them, but there's one where she's just screaming and screaming, and they're just grabbing her breast and grabbing her. It's extremely powerful. It's extremely powerful. But this is all part of the humiliation. We know where this goes. We know when you militarize police, they then see the public as their enemy. They begin waging war against us. Tim, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Joe in Texas. You're on the air, Joe.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Alex, I just called, sir. I know the subject is on G20. But
no, it's on everything. It's on everything.
Well, I just, Alex, I know how you document everything, brother, and I just had an article real quick that has to do on the gun sales. I'm a gunsmith, as I talked to you before, but there's an article here that just states quickly, some in law enforcement continue to feel a pinch. Sheriff Dave Medlin in Odlum County, Texas, has stated that ammunition availability continues to be a problem. He says, I am still seeing ammo shortages from the retail stores in the Amarillo area, and I'm having difficulty in replacing my existing stock on training and duty ammo.
Oh, yeah, because the government's buying up most of the ammo. They're not allowing foreign ammo in, and there are ammo shortages everywhere, and ammo has more than doubled in the last year and a half. But that's the good news, because it's not just the shortages from manufacturing or the military buying it. The citizens are buying it up. Last time I checked, 18 million guns have been sold since Obama's in. I'm sure it's got to be 20 million by now. And so what do you make of this, Joe?
Well, I believe exactly because the next was had numerous students comment to me that their departments have been forced to limit the amounts they can order. Certainly, if cops in Texas are complaining about ammo supply, manufacturers have not completely caught up with
demand. Stay there. Let's finish up, John, and get to the crux of what you're saying. Sounds important.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, the disturbing video that we showed you last night might not be the only video that was shot in this controversial case.
The investigator Tom Meyer has more tonight with part two of his exclusive investigation.
Why did you decide to talk with me? I don't want this to happen to somebody else.
Greg Stuffy and his wife Hope are suing the Stark County Sheriff, accusing deputies of using excessive and outrageous force, an allegation the sheriff denies. But Stuffy says this video, shot by deputies and obtained by Channel 3 News, speaks for itself. This case got started with a call to 911 for help. Greg's wife was injured when a cousin assaulted her. When she had someone call the Stark County Sheriff, her troubles got worse. A lot worse. They say a deputy was confused when he arrived at the location where the attack occurred. They say he began treating the injured Steffi not as the victim, but as the troublemaker.
He proceeded to pick her up off the ground and slam her onto the ground.
I read the news today, oh boy.
Women were reportedly being raped by the Toronto police. That was in the news today. A giant armada of U.S. and Israeli ships was openly saying they may nuke Iran. That's what I read in the news today. I read in the news today that a congressional delegation is being blocked from being able to go down and see what's happening in the Gulf. Why don't they just ignore Obama and do what they want? He can't tell them that. You know, the government says I have to have permission to breathe, so I'm going to stop breathing. And you turn purple and die because the government said so. I mean, the government says I've got to pay a carbon tax to breathe. They're actually doing that now, so I better do it. Since when do we let these arrogant packs of criminals who dress in fancy suits sit up there and tell us we're all scum and that we're their property? Let's go back now to the calls because I'm about to get into a bunch of news here. Let's finish these calls quick. Joe in Texas, you're saying, I guess from what you say, you're training police. That's the gist of what I got, and that they're all telling you they're having ammo shortages. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, and they're saying that certainly if cops in Texas are forced to limit the amounts they can order, or rather the amount, or complaining about them, ammo supply manufacturers have not completely caught up to demand. And I do feel like you, Alex, from what I've listened to you and learned and spread the word to my family and their friends, that this is a government thing. I know that Remington is still in Arkansas making ammunition, and there's places, and that's probably what's still holding what little tiny bit of our economy's left. And, you know, the things that are made in America still. And I do.
Well, that's what Violence Policy Center and others have said. They said, we're going to shut down the gun industry by suing them and by prosecuting them and the ammo. And now Schwarzenegger got the law passed where all guns sold in California must stamp a number on the shell casing when you pull the trigger. And then that will make. Basically, gun manufacturers won't be able to make guns because there's a very expensive patent for it that are just sold in California. I mean, they're destroying our Second Amendment. Look, Sotomayor swore that she would uphold the Second Amendment and believed it was an individual right just, six, 8 months ago. And then she voted to ban guns in the ruling that came down Monday, but thank God she was overruled. She called for a complete gun ban, four to five out of the nine. But in the majority decision, it now says, well, the government can still restrict under law. So it's not really a complete victory. In fact, I see it as an overall defeat. But very, very suspicious, Joe. I appreciate your call. I know this. I mean, ammo is at least double what it was in the past. And I go in and try to buy regular cartridges. And they don't have them at a lot of places. And then They'll be sold out at a local gun shop, so I'll go to Academy and they won't have what I need. So about a year ago, I went ahead and went into Walmart just to see if it was true, really. And they wanted my name, my driver's license, all this stuff. They were put it in a database. And I just said, you know what, forget it. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I think it was under Clinton. I was reading in the paper that the Army ammunition plants that they used to make, the government made the ammunition for the Army, they were shutting them all down.
Yes, and there were a few left under Bush, and then Obama shut them completely down, and they don't allow us to import ammo. They stopped letting the Army sell its brass to reloaders, big companies, so that increased prices. Go ahead.
Most of the ammunition I've seen that for sale is all coming from Russia. 223
yeah.
And
there were giant stockpiles brought in the 80s and 90s, and they may have changed the regulation, but for a while, Obama, because it was outside of law, he was just using regulations, was stopping ammo and foreign guns from coming in. Hell, they're seizing airsoft plastic BB guns now that are coming into the West Coast.
Yeah, I know. You know, Alex. Well, what I wanted to really talk about was, the World War II generation is almost gone. I'm a baby boomer. I was born 49. I'm 60 years old now. When we're gone, nobody in this country is going to realize the freedoms we used to have. They're going to think that what's going on today has always been normal, you know. The reason I'm talking about this is about that kid that went to school with the toy soldiers on his hat, you know, and they kicked him out. Well, when I was in elementary school in the 1950s, we always took toy soldiers to school. We used to take toy guns to school and play cowboys and Indians out on the playground. We used to take jackknives to school, Boy Scout jackknives, and nothing was ever said about it.
My dad took his shotgun to school, and he was in a pretty big rural school, and put it in his locker. They would ride on the school buses with 22s and shotguns. They never had school shootings. We were not a domesticated, castrated, population. And when the United States went to war, people were in deep trouble. Because in Europe, they hadn't had guns for hundreds of years and didn't know how to use them. Even if they'd been trained, they just weren't as good as people like Audie Murphy from Texas. And that culture is dying. And, I mean, just in New York, they had shooting clubs. In Manhattan, they had shooting clubs for the young people. And they are killing that culture. They are creating domesticated slaves. And they're doing a great job of it. And, you know, the point you make, I see articles every few weeks about child brings army man to school, arrested. Child brings a toy Star Wars gun. It was less than 2 inches long. Remember that one a couple months ago? And the new one, he had an army man on his hat. Just an, you know, and so they were freaking out. And the image is the government's got all these guns. They're armed to the teeth. They, you know, they can beat you, kill you whenever they want. But you can't even have the image of a gun. And I see reports constantly about junior high students who will write a essay, and it'll have zombies or wars. I mean, I wrote those in English class and got A pluses, and they arrest them, even though it's a fictitious school in another country in one case with zombies. And I actually got an A plus for a zombie story in middle school. I remember getting that, and the teacher picked me out to read it before the class and thought it was a great story. And because, you know, your kids see these zombie movies on TV, then you write an article about it. So it's thought crime. And if you want to know how they phase it in generationally, if you think what you see on TV and the culture is domesticated and enslaved, John, if you actually see now what's in the schools, it is like the Twilight Zone, 1984. Any other points, John?
Yeah, well, when I was in high school in the early 60s, we didn't have such a thing as school police. I never seen a cop in school. And one time somebody sent off a cherry bomb in school, you know, what used to be a big firecracker, and they got mad about it and went on to intercom and said anybody caught with a firecracker would be kicked out of school, but they didn't call the cops, they didn't call the ATF. And if the guy would have got caught, he'd have got kicked out for 3 days, and then your mother and dad had to come get you back in. But that was it.
Well, no, he would have been probably taken out and made to run, but that's cruel and unusual. See, they always restrict regular training and discipline that'll make us be upright, and then once we're out of control, then they totally enslave us. I mean, you know, the children's movie Pinocchio explains it all. You know, the way the system wants you to be corrupt so they can compromise you, and they would have been run around the football field until they threw up, then they would have been given pops, then they would have been sent home for 3 days, and then their parents would have whooped their butt.
But, One thing before I go, Alex, talking about guns, I remember going with my dad to a pawn shop back in about 1959. He wanted to buy a deer rifle. He went in there and he picked out the gun he wanted. He put the money on the counter, walked out, and that was it. You could, if you wanted a deer rifle or a gun, you could send a check in the mail and it
delivered to Sears Roebuck. To Sears Roebuck. I hear you, John. My son's reading a book, A Boy and the Big Bear or something. It's published 1954. And the whole thing is the six-year-old kid out hunting bears with his rifle, and then he finds a baby bear and decides not to kill it and then raises it and then has trouble with it. But the point is, you know, that was an award-winning book. It says it won the National Award for Schools and was put in schools nationwide in 1954. And now, I mean, this book is like completely alien. They want us domesticated. Then they have select paramilitary guilds where you're allowed to be macho and allowed to be manly, but it's a false distortion of a bunch of soft weaklings in commando outfits beating up women. I mean, I've seen these cops, folks, and they are pathetic. I mean, they're just weak. You look in their eyes. A real warrior, somebody who's really strong, wants to fight other warriors. I mean, it's just totally sick. It's really a bunch of limp-wristed people in big fancy battle outfits, and they just love cornering a woman and beating the hell out of her. And I'm not saying all police are like that. You can tell a cop, I mean, it seems like the bigger and the tougher and the meaner the cop is, the nicer they are. It's always these, I hate to say it, it's like these liberal cops. They're just women cops. And I'm not saying all women cops, but I've noticed it. They got something to prove. They're scared. They're cowards. They're domesticated. I mean, if you're not really strong and you don't want to protect people, you shouldn't be a cop. And if you like to abuse people, you don't need to be a cop. But instead, they want the sicko abusers. They want the people that have problems. They want the people that are wimps. They don't want people that are peacemakers, that are peace officers, who are negotiators. I hate to use a popular culture example, but was Matt Dillon out just, because that's a good example of a, I've actually read the histories of a good sheriff. I mean, it's a little overblown, and, you know, he was in a lot more, you know, in the fictitious gun smoke than a sheriff really would be. But in some cases, there were some sheriffs that were in that type of action. But the issue is, he was out walking softly, carrying a big stick, not looking for trouble, being friendly, knew how to negotiate with people, but that if he had to be rough, he would be. That's what you're supposed to have in a lawman, not just some arrogant wimp who, if somebody looks at him wrong or some old lady scared when 10 cops stomp into her house because she calls an ambulance and some old lady who's, you know, low on oxygen, dying and feels absolutely horrible and has organs failing, you know, is grumpy and barely talks some trash to the cops, so they taser her and make her go into convulsions. I mean, you shouldn't be a cop if you can't handle, oh, an old lady got smart mouth with me, tasered. If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen. You're, I mean, it's a bunch of look, these are all spoiled, rotten kids who mommy gave them everything, and they were bullies in school, and now they're a cop, and everybody's got to bow down to them. I'm not doing it, okay? I'm done. I know thugs when I see it. I know cowards when I see it, and I've had enough. Let me see. We got Mike in New Orleans, Kathy, George, Ronnie, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I'll get to more of your calls coming up in an hour. An hour is only 14 minutes away. I need to go ahead and get into all the news. And I almost want to cut up these pieces I do live here on air and then give and then post it on PrisonPlanet.tv as vignettes, you know, as separate thoughts, so that it's not just caught in the wider stream of calls and guests and my ramblings, because the information I'm about to cover here is just of import that is so great. It's even mind blowing to me, somebody who just constantly studies this information. But let me go ahead and just note here, this is extremely important. I'm about to go through news, and this is extremely, extremely important information that you are about to hear. Dollar should be replaced as international standard, UN report says. And if the guys give me a document cam shot, I will show you this article for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. The dollar is an unreliable international currency and should be replaced by a more stable system, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs said in a report released Tuesday. So this is a CIA, OSS, Pentagon-created system in 1945 to dissolve other nations and bring them under the corporate governance. And here we are 60 years later, 60 plus years later, and they're saying dissolve our currency. Now remember, this is a creation of our traitorous government. The use of the dollar for international trade came under increasing scrutiny when the U.S. economy fell into recession. The dollar has proven not to be a stable store of value, which is a requisite for a stable reserve currency, the report said. Many countries in Asia in particular have been building up massive dollar reserves. As a result, those countries' currencies have become undervalued, decreasing their ability to import goods from abroad. The World Economic and Social Survey 2010 is supporting a proposal long advocated by the International Monetary Fund to create a standardized international system for liquidity transfer. Now, what is the G20 calling for? What is Geithner calling for? What is Goldman Sachs calling for? What are the real corporate spies? They're not Ruskies. They're not Chi-Coms. They're corporate spies. And it's almost like we're Native Americans and these corporate spies are smallpox. We have no immunity to them. All we're worried about is, you know, foreign enemies wearing turbans. And so we can't see it. Now, decades ago, the globalists said they would do this. They would first destroy and debase our currency, use the devaluation of it to fund their planetary regime. They would then implode the dollar and create a global reserve currency owned and run by private banking consortium, the elite banks. And now they've got the Financial Reform Act, which the Washington Post admits fully takes over our banks. That is real banks down the street from you, as the Texas Banking Association said 2 months ago. This is a global corporate banking takeover of real banks that is taking place right now. So it's a global consolidation. And as they called for at the Copenhagen Treaty last year, for the environment, they wanted an SDR and global carbon tax. Now for the oil spill, they want the carbon tax. For every reason under the sun, they need this, they say. And they go on to say, under this proposal, countries would no longer have to buy up foreign currencies. They would simply have special drawing rights, or SDRs, from the IMF and World Bank. And it would be a basket of currencies. So what that means is the yen, the yuan, the euro, the dollar, they will all be pegged and set to whatever level that the private central banks tell them to be at. So they won't be a unified value. This will allow the mega banks to also currency speculate however they want, insider trade however they want, their main shareholder being Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase. Globally, that's the top two. And always behind every new evil, whether it's oil spills or banker bailouts or selling people derivatives they know we're going to implode. When we come back, I'm going to finish up with this key news, because here they are now. Here they are out in the open, global governance, SDRs, the end of the dollar, the dollar's not good. The very banks that took over our country and did this to the dollar are now saying, oh, it's not reliable. We've got a new system so they can rape you even better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, on record, created the League of Nations. They created the United Nations. They have always openly called for a world corporate government for the administrative convenience of international bankers. That's a quote by David Rockefeller. In his memoirs, New York Times, he's made similar statements. So, out in the open, they got our country in debt. They had a private Federal Reserve takeover. For every dollar you use or get paid at your job, debt is created for there to just be a dollar in the system. They have money machines. They're able to buy up the world. Now they've destroyed our system. Through that, they consolidate power. We eat the Ponzi scheme. We pay the tens of trillions of dollars. The Greeks lose their islands. The Greeks lose their roads. We lose our infrastructure, our ports. Our taxes go up. And then now the bankers create a new bubble that is SDRs above the nation state. And you will pay carbon taxes on everything you do to directly to private banks. They are now even above the nations that they're dissolving. Now, that is high treason. That is who this country's threatened by. That's who sold us out to China and used China to deindustrialize this country. This is the group that has set up the SPP, trying to get rid of our borders, the group that got rid of Europe's borders and got rid of their due process and their sovereignty. It's amazing. This is a private, corporate, hostile takeover of America. And then meanwhile, the news is leaving our borders wide open. But the top story is 11 Russian spies that were so deadly they could have brought down America. Of course Russia has spies. Of course they're spies. And it's important that they be exposed. But this is the top news story, that Russia reportedly had 11 spies in this country, when we have corporations that are foreign, that openly call for world government, that openly are establishing a world banking structure that we will pay taxes to, that have bought off our politicians and give them campaign contributions in plain view. Foreign corporate spies that own and run banks bigger than any one government, through fraud, they've gotten this power. And they are there making cash payments to the president and the members of Congress. And not telling Congress, when Congress asks over and over again, where are the trillions of dollars? The congressman asks the head of the Fed, the head of the Treasury, the head of the New York Fed. And they say, I'm not going to tell you. And now under the reform, they announce that, oh, this will fix the big bankers that did all of this and that set up the derivatives. The very Federal Reserve that represents these elite banks, it will now have unlimited power in financial regulation over anything that affects the economy. I mean, that's in the Washington Post. I read the bill. That's my analysis. That's Judge Andrew Napolitano's analysis. That's Ron Paul's analysis. But here's the Washington Post admitting it. Oh, we'll show the bankers. We'll give them a world government to punish them. And we'll pay taxes directly to them. And we'll give them power over all the other financial institutions so they can consolidate them. That will sure show them. And when they come into Toronto, the police will ban free speech with no law, snatch and grab children off the streets and women, and threaten to rape women and rape women. Oh, I mean, this is actually happening. This is what's really going on. I'm going to come back in the next hour, continue to cover news. We got Chuck Baldwin coming on in the last 30 minutes to talk about Ron Paul and how the feds are now trying to investigate Ron Paul and his organizations. I mean, this is a tyranny. They may try to lock Ron Paul in prison. They may grab me and slam my butt in prison. I mean, this is a hardcore takeover by these people. This isn't a game. We've done 3 hours of transmission, and I haven't plugged a book, a video, a sponsor, nothing. If you believe in what we're doing and want to defend the Republic, you need to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the t-shirts at InfoWars.com. That supports our operation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.